सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 Let us read the mantras. We've been reading this mantra for quite a long time, some time. So we will start from the 18th mantra. Okay, we won't read 17th mantra, we'll leave. Krishna Yajurvedi. Krishna Yajurvediye Kataka Shakayam Kathopanishadi Prathamadhyaye Prathamavalli. Okay, the first section of the first chapter of Kathopanishad belonging to Kataka branch of Krishna Yajurveda. 18th mantra onward we'll be reading hereafter. Trinachiketas त्रयमेतद्विदित्वा य एवं विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् स मृत्युपाशान् पुरतः प्रणोद्य शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके येष तेऽग्निर्नचिकेतः स्वर्ग्यो यमवृणीता द्वितीयेन वरेण एतमग्निन्तवैव प्रवक्ष्यन्ति जनासस्तृतीयं वरं नचिकेतो वृणीष्व येयं प्रेते विचिकित्सामनुष्ये अस्तीत्येके नायमस्तीति चैके एतद्विद्यामनुशिष्टस्त्वयाहं वराणामेष वरस्तृतीयः देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितं पुरा नहि सुविज्ञेयमनुरेष धर्मः अन्यं वरं नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरति मासृजैनम् देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितं किल त्वं च मृत्यो यन्न सुज्ञेयमात्थ वक्ता चास्य त्वादृगन्यो न लभ्यो नान्यो वरस्तुल्य एतस्य कश्चित् शतायुषः पुत्रपौत्रान् वृणीष्व बहून् पशून् हस्ति हिरण्यमश्वान् भूमेर्महदायतनं वृणीष्व स्वयं च जीव शरदो यावदिच्छसि एतत्तुल्यं यदि मन्यसे वरं वृणीष्व वित्तं चिरजीविकाञ्च एतत्तुल्यं यदि मन्यसे वरं वृणीष्व वित्तं चिरजीविकाञ्च महाभूमो नचिकेतस्त्वमेधि कामानां त्वा कामभाजं करोमि ये ये कामा दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्चन्दच्छन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व ये ये कामास्दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्चन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व इमा रामा सरथा सतोर्या इमा रामा सरथा सतोर्या न हीदृशा लम्भनीया मनुष्यैः आभिर्मत्प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व आभिर्मत्प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व नचिकेतो मरणं मरणं मानुप्राक्षीः 23rd मन्त्र Shatayushah putra pautran vrneshva Bahun pashun hasti hiranyam ashvan Bhumer mahadayatanam vrneshva Swayancha jiva sharadoya vadichyasi Etatulyam yadimanyase varam vrneshva vittam Chirajivikancha Mahabhomo Nachiketas Twamedhi Kamanam Twa Kamabhajankaromi. We stopped last class, yesterday's class. After having successfully, as he wished, he got, having got two boons. As a third boon, Nachiketas asked for self-knowledge. Not directly, but he indirectly asked for the self-knowledge. By way of asking, presenting the doubt of people. Some people are of the view that the person after leaving the body survives death. And some people are of the view the person leaving the body does not survive death. Asti iti eke, nasti iti cha eke, anye eke. And this doubt has been there, and Nachiketas asked for the clarification of this doubt, this confusion people have as the third boon. In fact, clarifying this doubt involves explaining the very death. You have to explain what death is. When a person, when you explain what death is, naturally, especially following the Vedic tradition, as a Vedika, one has no choice. Whenever we talk about death, we have to talk about life before death and life after death. We talk about life after death, mean what is that which continues to survive, we have to talk about. And we have to ultimately unfold the nature of the reality which is free from death, which is free from mortality, which is free from time limitation. There's only one thing which is absolutely untouched by time factor. That is the reality, abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma. Why? Because it is in the presence of what is Atma, what is it which is implied by the term Atma? We do have to remember other classes. Of course, it is the formless abstract reality in the form of pure consciousness, which is implied by the term Atma or Brahman alone, is absolutely untouched by time, because time itself is a subtle factor which enjoys its existence in awareness, in consciousness, in Atma. So, when the clarification of, when the doubt is clarified regarding the survival of the person after the death, naturally, the clarification should culminate only in establishing, I mean, in unfolding the nature of the self. Therefore, the clarification of this doubt implies actually, in fact, importing the self-knowledge. Clarification of this doubt implies unfolding or importing the self-knowledge. Therefore, Lord Yama thought Nachiketa was very young, so he would not be ready for such knowledge, though he asked for that jnana. So he wanted to make sure that Nachiketa was prepared enough to accept, to understand the teaching. So he wanted to discourage Nachiketa from asking for such knowledge. And he, not only did he discourage, he also wanted to divert his attention by giving some attractive, ordinary, material things. When Lord Yama promised many other material things, in fact, much greater material wealth in terms of cattle wealth, long life, etc., ordinary human beings would have easily got tempted, and he would have really gave up the interest and they would have accepted this gift. But Nachiketas, being highly dispassionate, Nachiketas having Purushartha Nischaya, even though the mantra Upanishad does not use these words, Nachiketas proved himself to be a person who has focus, who has Purushartha Nischaya, whose commitment was only to jnana. You're going to see that actually. And he was not interested in all of them. He did not show any interest when Lord Yama offered him so many other material wealth. And I see that this is what I'm going to see today. 24th mantra, we saw, Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrineshwa. O Nachiketas, vittam vrineshwa, may choose to ask for any amount of wealth you want, and chira jivikamcha, and also the long life. Not only that, early the 23rd mantra, he promised, you will yourself live very, very long as you want to live, you will live. Sharadaha yava dichasi soyam jiva. Not only that, putra pautran shatayushaha putra pautran vrineshwa. May choose to ask for the third boon of having your sons and grandsons living for hundred years, full span of life. And not only that, abundance of wealth in terms of cattle wealth, many, many, many cows, elephants, horses, and gold, and also the highest position on this earth. Mahadayatan, and highest position and an exalted abode on this earth. It means even the status of being the emperor of the entire world. All this Lord Yama offered. He also said, I shall make you enjoy all objects of pleasures, all enjoyment of all pleasures. Means Nachiketas to enjoy any pleasures you want to enjoy in this life. Kama bhajam tvam karomi. I'll make you, oh Nachiketas, I shall make you the enjoyer of all pleasures, all objects of enjoyment. Then he continues. Lord Yama continues. In the 24th mantra, he offered all exalted pleasures, great pleasures, all forms of security, enjoyable in this world as a human being. Now, Lord Yama continues the next mantra. He even offers the pleasures enjoyable only in the higher lokas. See, one has to work very hard. One has to live a very clean life. And living a clean life is very difficult. One has to live a clean life of dharma consciously, prayerfully, thoughtfully, to earn any punyam, to tap Bhagwan's base, to tap punyam, to be able to enjoy even any pleasure in this world. any sukha anubhava in this world, of course, any anubhava is time bound. Any experience is time bound. Painful experience or present experience, any experience is time bound. Still, to enjoy pleasures in this world, time bound pleasures in this world also, one must have tapped Bhagavan's grace. One must have earned Bhagavan's grace. One must have lived a very clean life. One must have lived very consciously a life of dharma. You enjoy any small pleasure in this world. And now Lord Yama offered all the possible pleasures enjoyable in this world. Sarvan, kaman. Sarvan. So, kama bhagam, kama bhajam karomi, he says. Without any effort on your part, I will give you, I shall make you enjoyer of all pleasures. And not only that, in the following mantra, now Lord Yama is going to promise the pleasures, not only enjoyable in this world, enjoyable in the higher worlds. Those pleasures also, Lord Yama promises to offer as a third boon, which means, so enjoyment of pleasure, enjoyment of any comfort in this world involves effort and Bhagavan's grace. An enjoyment of much, much higher degree of pleasures. Okay, quantity-wise, quality-wise, much more, far superior pleasures enjoyable in higher worlds also can be earned only if a person earns abundance of punya. It involves great effort, tremendous strain. One must live a life of meditation and live on meditative life. One must be performing rituals on high street prayer. Earn that as exactly explained, ordained in the Veda Shastram, Karma Kanda. Thereby one can earn abundance of punya to be eligible to go to higher lokas to enjoy those time bound, relatively much higher, far superior pleasures. But without any effort, now Lord Yama offers those pleasures to Nachiketas. So we'll see the 35th word. Ye kama. This is a new verse, new mantra today. Ye kama. Ye kama. Durlabha martya loke. Sarvan kamans. Chandatav prarthayasva. Sarvan kamams chandatav prarthayasva. Imarama saratha satorya. Nahi drisha lambhaniya manushyehi. Abhirmat prattabhiv paricharayasva. Nachiketo maranam manu prakshihi. In this mantra, we have three lines. Ye kama durlabha martya loke. Ye kama durlabha martya loke. Sarvan kamams chandatav prarthayasva. Can you all hear me? Sarvan kamams chandatav prarthayasva. Sarvan kamams chandatav prarthayasva. Imarama saratha satorya. Nahi drusha lambhaniya manushyehi. Imarama saratha satorya. Nahi drusha lambhaniya manushyehi. Abhirmat prattabhiv paricharayasva. Abhirmat ताभिः परिचारयस् आभिर्मत् प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व आभिर्मत् प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व नचिकेतो मरणं मानुप्राक्षीः नचिकेतो मरणं मानुप्राक्षीः. The 24th mantra, Lord Yama, all possible pleasures and objects of enjoyment obtainable in this world of human beings. Ihaloka sukham, sukha anubhava. Ihaloka sukha prapti, he promised. But now, paraloka sukha prapti, attainment of the enjoyment of all far superior pleasures and objects of enjoyment obtainable only in higher lokas. No, Lord Yama is promising. He says, Ye ye kamaha martya loke durlabhaha. Ye ye kamaha martya loke durlabhaha. What all pleasures, here not only pleasures, objects of enjoyment cannot be got in this world of human beings. Martyaloke durlabhaha. Manuda ulahil pirakkariyavai. So, yeye kamaha manushaloke durlabhaha. What all objects of enjoyment, objects of pleasures, which cannot be obtained in this world of mortals, human beings, martyaloke durlabhaha. And those pleasures which can be attained only in higher lokas. Tan sarvan kaman chandataha prarthayasva. Please do ask prarthayasva. Hey Nachiketas Prarthayasva, please do ask for Sarvan Kaman, ask for all those objects of enjoyment, all those objects of pleasures which are not available in this world of human beings, in the world of mortals, but which are available in higher lokas. Ask for those pleasures, ask for those objects of enjoyment and pleasures. Sarvan kaman prarthayasva. May you ask for, do ask for all the objects of enjoyment, all objects of pleasures, which are not available in this world. Which are all not available in this world. How chandataha? See, chandataha is an indeclinable word. Chandat, chandataha means as you wish, as you like, to your wish. Chandataha, chandataha, as much as you wish, as much as you want, as you like. Please do ask for all objects of enjoyment which are not available, which are all not available in this world of mortals. I'm ready to give you everything. Oh my God, this Lord, this boy is too much pampered. My Lord Yama. Ye ye kamaha martyaloke durlabhaha sarvan kaman chandataha prarthayasva. As much as you like, as you wish, please ask for all objects of enjoyment which are available only in higher lokas, which are not available in this world of mortals. Then he also mentions, he brings to notice, okay, Imaha Ramaha does not forget Nachiketa is sitting in Lord Yama's place. Already he is in higher loka, Lord Yama's place only. And he shows, this Lord Yama shows, Imaha Ramaha. See, Ramaha, you know, Ramaha is a masculine gender word. And what is equivalent feminine gender word? Rama. Ramaha, Rama. Meaning is the same. Rama is the Lingesha. Like Shivaha, Shiva. Shiva is Lakshmi. Shivaha is Lord Shiva, brother and sister. What is the meaning? Both are of the nature of auspiciousness. Like that, Ramaha, Rama. Meaning is the same. Those who are always rejoicing are Ramaha. So Ramaha here means the celestial women who always rejoice. When you take the name of Lord Rama, the one who revels in one's own self is Ramaha. Swasmin Ramate Iti Ramaha. I mean, one who is not dependent on anything else in the world for his happiness and peace and security. One who revels in one's own self is Ramaha. Atma Ramaha, Swatma Rama. Atmarati, we came across all these words. So Ramaha, that is nature of Bhagavan here. But here Ramaha means women, female. So celestial women who always rejoice. Imaha Ramaha. All these celestial women, okay, you can enjoy, you can have them as your mates. They will serve you, that's the meaning. And not only they are simply, they are coming. They are highly efficient, proficient people, not good for nothing people. Why? They all have their own chariots. Sarathaha. All these celestial maiden with their own chariots. Sarathaha, who are endowed with chariots. Saturiyaha. And all of them are excellent entertainers. They have their own musical instrument. Turiya means the drums, etc. Turiya, all different various musical instruments are Turiya. Saturiyaha. These celestial women who always rejoice, they have their own celestial cars, the chariots, and they have their own celestial musical instruments, Aturyaha. And all of them are here for enjoyment. They will be at your service. And Nahi Yidrushaha Manushehi Lambhaniyaha. Yidrushaha. Nahi, not at all. Nahi, na means not. Nahi, not at all. Yidrishaha. This sort of celestial women having their own chariots, having their own musical instruments, and who are capable of doing anything, any service you need, such people are not easily available, attainable by ordinary human beings. Manushyehi na lambhaniyaha. Even to an ordinary servant, ordinary woman is a servant maid, you must have certain resources. Only then you must be capable of paying enough money to enjoy somebody's service having the person as a servant. And to enjoy the service offered by the celestial women, and who are not all cranky, who always rejoice, revel, who are very happy and pleasant faith. Pleasing people. Always nice to have some pleasing, good people around. So, Imaha Ramaha, all the celestial women, and they are highly efficient people. They can do anything. They can entertain you using their instrument, musical instruments. They can drive you around if there are chariots. Sarathaha, Saturyaha, Imaha Ramaha, Manushyehi, Nahi lambhaniyaha. It is not at all possible for ordinary people to enjoy the service of these people, which means manushyehi na lambhaniyaha. They are not attainable they are not enjoyable by ordinary human beings. But now you have all of them at your disposal. You can use them. You can enjoy them. It means you can ask for such far superior pleasures and objects of enjoyment, enjoyable only in higher lokas, not enjoyable at all, not available in this world of mortals. That is the meaning. Ye ye kamaha manusha loke durlabhaha sarvan kamam chandataha prarthayasva. Imaha ramaha sarathaha saturyaha nahi idrishaha manushyehi lambhaniyaha. Then abhihi mat prattabhihi, abhihi mat prattabhihi parichārayasva, parichārayasva. Nachiketo, hey Nachiketas, with all these people, okay, abhihi, with all these celestial women, abhihi, matpratabhihi, offered by me as a gift for you, parichārayasva, get all your work done. Parichāy, appoint them as your servants. Okay, have any service you need. You need to get everything that you want to get done with these people. Make use of these people offered by me. Abhihi matpratabhihi parichārayasva. See, parichārayasva is an imperative, it's a causative verb. Parichārayasva. Now, charati is a verb. Paricharati. Paricharati. Charati is a verb. And paricharati. Paricharati means what? Attends, serves. Okay. Serves. And paricharayati. Paricharayati. Make other person serve. Paricharati serves. Paricharayati makes other person serve. Paricharaha means service. Paricharayasva, make them serve you. Make them all serve. Abhihi mat prattabhihi, mat prattabhihi, abhihi, all these celestial women, highly efficient, okay, efficient, pleasant looking, ever rejoicing women, endowed with chariots, endowed with musical instruments, who are capable of driving, who are capable of taking anywhere, for entertaining you with their music, such women, idrishaha, this sort of manusheena lambani, nahi lambaniyaha, not at all attainable by ordinary human beings. And abhihi mat prattabhihi. Okay, abhihi, with these people. By these people, by or with, okay, mat prattabhihi. So pratta. Okay, pratta means given, presented, bestowed, granted. Mat prattabhihi means maya prattabhihi, abhihi, with all these celestial women. Mat prattabhihi, given away by me. Mat means maya prattabhihi, mat prattabhihi, with all these celestial women. Granted by me, given away by me, gifted by me, parichārayasva, make, get your service done, make them serve you, Hey Nachiketa, now Lord Yama offered all objects of enjoyment, pleasures enjoyable in this world. He also offered all objects of pleasures, objects of enjoyment available in the higher lokas, which are far, far, far superior quality-wise and quantity-wise than the pleasures and objects enjoyable in this world. Okay. But he says, Nachiketo maranam ma anuprakshihi. Ma anuprakshihi. Anuprakshihi, repeatedly don't ask for the knowledge of death. All about, so maranam ma anuprakshihi. Don't ask me about what happens to the person after death. Don't talk to me about life after. Don't ask me to teach you about life after death, which means maranam ma anuprakshihi. May you not ask for what is death. May you not ask for the life after death, knowledge of life after death. May you not ask for the self-knowledge. Maranam ma anuprakshihi. Hey Nachiketo, don't ask me for only, leave me that, okay? Leave that one doubt, one question. You ask for any pleasures enjoyable in this world, any objects of pleasures enjoyable in higher lokas, you ask for anything and everything available in this world and also in any other world. I am ready to give you. But don't ask for Atma Jnanam. Don't ask for Atma Jnanam. Maranam ma anuprakshihi. Okay, anuprakshihi. Anuprichati. You know, anuprichati. That's the verb. Anuprichati asks. Ma anuprakshihi. May not. Maranam ma anuprakshihi. Okay, may not ask for Atma Jnanam. Okay. So here, the word maranam literally means what? Death. May you not ask anything about the death of a person. We had explained what death is. I had to talk about life before death and life after death. If I had to talk about life after death, I had to talk to you about the nature of the self. Which means I'll end up imparting self-knowledge. Please do not ask for that. Okay? Maranam ma anuprakshihi. Okay. Now, the word kamaha. Kamaha means pleasure. But the word kamaha also means an object of pleasure. Okay? Kamaha means pleasure. Kamaha also means an object of pleasure. So here he means an object of pleasure. So sarvan kaman ye kamaha martyaloke na labhyaha. So ask for all of them. So don't ask for knowledge. Okay. Now what happens? Let us see next mantra. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat. I'm reading the next one, next 626 verse. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat. Sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat. Sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. అపి సర్వం జీవితమల్పమేవ తవైవ వాహాస్తవ నృత్య గీతే. సో అంటిల్ ది 25th మంత్ర వి సీ కేహం లార్డ్ యమా ఆఫర్డ్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ టు గివ్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఎస్ థర్డ్ బోన్ అండ్ హీ ట్రైడ్ టు టెంప్ట్ హిమ్, హీ ట్రైడ్ టు డిస్కరేజ్ హిమ్, హీ ట్రైడ్ టు ఎస్కేప్ ఫ్రమ్ గివింగ్ ది ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. సో హీ ఆఫర్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ హీ కుడ్ ఆఫర్. నౌ there's nothing more Lord Yama has to offer to Nachiketas. He's offered all the objects of pleasures enjoyable in this world, offered the highest position of being an emperor of the entire earth. He offered all the pleasures enjoyable, objects enjoyable in the higher lokas, all higher positions enjoyable in the higher lokas. Now what else can he offer? All the possible things which come within the under the category of anatma prapancha he has offered. Okay, then now Lord Yama cannot offer anything or anything more except, okay, now if at all has to give anything more, only atma jnanam, which does not come under the category of material wealth, material prosperity. It comes under the category of spiritual wisdom, spiritual wealth. Therefore, now he's offered everything, nothing more Lord Yama could offer. So he promised to give everything. Now, having heard all that Lord Yama wanted to offer, Nachiketas, without being excited, without showing any excitement, no excitement at all. Like children of these days, when we were all very young, if you get a new frog, we used to get highly excited. When small tie they get us, we get so excited. Oh, my uncle bought a small watch, we used to get excited. We used to get excited with small gifts they used to give, we used to get so excited, and we would go and share with our friends. Nowadays, children, you give anything, nothing excites these children of these days. All grandparents are complaining. Now, we bought this jewelry for my granddaughter. We bought this skirt for his granddaughter. This sari for me. No excitement. Why? I don't know. A lot of people, now they can order anything online. They can get whatever they want. They have their own money. They have economic freedom. No excitement. No gift has any value. No expression of affection is seen. No value. No excitement nowadays. Okay, imagine this Nachiketas was not at all excited. Like these children of these days who are not interested in anything. He did not show any excitement, but not at all interested. He thought, my God, Lord Yama really was wasting his time. Instead of giving him bestowing his knowledge what he wanted, He's giving a big list of things. He was not at all interested. Therefore, and now we see the next mantra. So, what does Nachiketas do? Look at. Now we see response. Nachiketas responds to Lord Yama's wonderful gifts. Look at this. 26th mantra. Shvobhava. శోభావా మర్త్యస్య యదంతకైస్తత్ శోభావా మర్త్యస్య యదంతకైస్తత్ సర్వేంద్రియాణాం జరయంతి తేజః సర్వేంద్రియాణాం జరయంతి తేజః అపి సర్వం జీవితమల్పమేవ Api sarvam jivitamalpameva tavaiva vaha stavanritya gite shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejah api sarvam jivitamalpameva tavaiva vaha stavanritya gite shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejah api sarvam jivitamalpameva tavaiva vaha stavanritya gite shobhava martyasya yadanta kaistat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejah api sarvam jivitamalpameva tavaiva vaha stavanritya gite. See, Nachiketas did not show any excitement, did not show any interest, and he was very calm, and it was an expression of his tremendous dispassion towards all the material wealth, enjoyable in this world, even in higher worlds. This dispassion is expression of his discriminative knowledge. So, this dispassion was born of his discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. So, now in this mantra, Nachiketas expresses his discriminative knowledge that because of which that he was dispassionate. He says, "Hey Lord Yama, oh Lord Yama," it's implied, doesn't call Lord Yama, but we have to understand. He says, "Tava vahaha tava nritya gite tava eva tava nritya gite tava nrityam tava gitam nrityam cha gitam cha nritya gite nrityam gitam vahaha tava eva." All the gifts you offered, you promised to grant me, you keep them, they're all yours. All the gifts, all the objects of enjoyment, all objects of pleasures, which you granted generously to me, which you offered to grant me generously, they're all yours. You keep them. I do not need them. So, tava nrityam, okay, all celestial, the dance. Gitam, music. So the celestials, the dancers, the musicians, tava vahaha, all varieties of chariots, the carriers. Okay, the vahaha, nityam, gitam, only the three words which imply all that you wanted to give me, they're all yours only. They're all yours. You keep them. Why? Because martyasya yad antakaihi tat, okay, sarva indriyanam, we'll see that. So one by one, he says, sarvam jivitam alpameva, sarvam jivitam alpameva, the life in this world, how much ever you give, we cannot enjoy them continuously forever. This enjoyment of all pleasures that you granted, the enjoyment of all objects of pleasures which you offered to grant me, all of them, you know, how long can we enjoy? All of them can enjoy only for a short time. Why? Because jivitam sarvam jivitam alpameva. Sarvam jivitam alpameva. What Lord Yama cannot do, you know? Lord Yama cannot tell him, I can make you live in the same body forever. That he cannot promise. Like no doctor can help. Doctors can help. See, they can correct the disorders, back, bring the disorder back to order, make something function longer. So, nobody can stop the departure of the life from the body. So, Lord Yama also cannot do that. There is limitation of Lord Yama. Even though he was great Devata, he was able to give everything, still that is not possible. That's going against the very order. You cannot go and tell, now suppose, imagine Agni Bhagavan comes and stands in front of you. Come on, I can give you any boon you want. Come on, ask me for a boon. And you tell Agni Bhagavan, now you should stop burning. Can you say that? Why? Agni Bhagavan cannot do that, because burning is the very nature swarupam of Agni, which Agni Bhagavan cannot change his nature. That's the nature of Agni Bhagavan which he cannot change. Similarly, bringing an end to all the lives is the very nature of the time factor, Lord Yama. Everything has a beginning and everything has to come to an end in a given time. So, like time factor is called antakaha. Kalaha is called antakaha. Why antakaha? One who brings an end to everything. That's the very nature. So therefore, Lord Yama cannot give such a boon. So here, sarvam jivitam alpameva. Sarvam jivitam alpameva. Any life in this world is what? Time bound, very short. Sarvam jivitam alpam. Lord Shiva is called antakantakaha. In our own stotram, Shiva Panchakya Stotram, we have seen one of the names of Lord Shiva is Antakantakaha, one who brings an end to the one who brings an end. Who brings an end to everything? The one who brings an end to everything is time factor, Lord Yama, the personification of the time factor, Lord of Death. Lord Death, Lord of Death, Mrityu Devata, Kala Devata is said to be Antakaha. Why? One who brings an end to everything. And who is the one who brings an end to the very time factor? Antakantakaha. Antakasya Antakaha. Lord Shiva. Atma. Okay? Antakantaka. Bhagavan is Antakantakaha. Kala Kaleshwaraha. Kalasyapi Kalaha. Antakasya Antaha. Antakaha. Amrita Ghateshwaraha. So Lord, only Bhagavan is free from time limitation, and that Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of what? Consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Therefore, Antakaha, Lord Yama, this very nature that he cannot stop. So, now the Nachiketas makes very clear. சர்வம் ஜீவிதம் அல்பமேவ. Whether life in this world, definitely it is time bound. It's a short time. Alpam jivitam. Life in this world, of course, is time bound. Even if a person has longest span of life, he can maximum live only up to 100 years. Okay? That's all. Alpam jivitam. And what about the life span in higher lokas? Even if a person works hard and go to heaven also, any of the higher lokas also, highest loka of person goes to also, and that life in heaven also is possible only as long as the person has punyam. And the longer the person lives, more punyam he exhausts. So the more punyam he exhausts, and when all the punyam gets exhausted, life in heaven also comes to an end. Therefore, sarvam jivitam alpameva. Life in this world is a short life. Life in higher lokas also impermanent life. Okay? Even though it's relatively longer span of life, still it is time-bound life. There's no timeless, everlasting life is not possible either in this world or in higher worlds. Sarvam jivitam alpameva. So not only life in this world, everything in this world also is subject to time. All the objects of enjoyment, all objects of pleasures enjoyed in this world are time bound in nature. And all the enjoyable in heavenly pleasures, much greater pleasures, which are not enjoyable in this world, enjoyed only in heaven, are also subject to time. There is no such an experience, no such a thing, enjoyment of pleasure, called permanent enjoyment of pleasure. Everything is time bound. Everything has short life. Life itself is short. Okay. Therefore, sarvam jivitam alpameva. And not only that, he is very intelligent. He says, martyasya yadu tat yat tejaha. Martyasya yat tejaha tat martyasya yat sarva indriyanam tejaha tat. Okay, he says jarayanti shobhavaha. See, indriyanam tejaha, the seeing power, the capacity to see on the part of the eyes, the capacity to hear on the part of the ears, the capacity to taste, all the powers, the capacity to hold, the capacity to do, all the subtle powers, and all the 10 powers, though they're not destructible, but still, what happens as the body ages, as the person grows older and older, they all become feeble and feeble. Much, you know, they become less and less powerful. That is why as we grow older, we have to wear specs and we need hearing aids. And we know we need a lot of other help, external support we need. Because the older the body, less strength we have. And we all old people say this, I am not as strong as I used to be. I'm not able to do as much as I was able to do before. Why? Because body is aging. As body ages, as we grow older, we become less and less, you know, powerful. I mean, we become weaker and weaker. The same strength is not possible. Therefore, even the things which we're enjoying at a young age, what all objects of enjoyment we enjoy at a young age, and we grow older, we cannot enjoy. What we watch through eyes, we cannot see the same thing. What we hear through ears, we cannot hear. What we enjoy through our tongue, we eat and digest. We cannot digest, we cannot enjoy. This is the problem. Therefore, he says, yat tejaha indriyanam tejaha tat jarayanti, they all grow old. Jara means old age. Jarayanti, they all become weak and they become powerless. See, jarayati, jarayataha, jarayanti. See, when we are very young, we enjoy everything using the sense organs. And the more and more and more and more we use sense organs to enjoy the pleasures, and weaker and weaker and weaker they become. All our faculties, which are being used the whole life for enjoyment, become weaker and weaker and weaker as we grow older and older. They all, that's what jarayanti. Jarayanti means what? They become old and less powerful and weak. Sarva indriyanam tejaha jarayanti. See, the tejaha singular word. Tejaha jarayati. Tejamsi jarayanti. It could have been, but Upanishad, we don't correct it. Sarvendriyanam tejaha jarayanti. All the powers also become what? Weak. All the faculties become weak because the more we use, weaker they become. Okay. Sarvendriyanam tejaha jarayanti. And then martyasya yad sarvendriyanam tejaha tat jarayanti. Then antakaihi shvabhavaha. Very interesting word this is, okay? Shvabhavaha means what? Shva abhava. Shvaha means tomorrow. Abhava, abhavaha means anything which will not be tomorrow is called shobhavaha. So all the gifts, all the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful material gifts Lord Yama offered to grant. Okay, Lord Yama promised to grant, all of them are what? Time bound in nature, that they'll all, the nothing will be permanent. Shobhavaha. So here, the shobhavaha, when we see Bhashyam, really enjoy that word. The reason is, shvaha means tomorrow. Shvaha is an indeclinable word, it means tomorrow. Shvaha sthasyanti athava na sthasyanti. Will they be tomorrow or not? Will they remain tomorrow or not? Iti sandihyamanaha eva yesham bhavaha. The existence of which all the objects, the existence of all the objects is being doubted whether they will remain tomorrow or not. The existence of all the objects is being doubted whether they will remain tomorrow or not. What does it mean? They will not be there forever. Definitely they will not be there forever. I mean, they are all time bound in nature. So shobhavaha means you offered so many, so many, so many, so many beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things. I do not deny there are wonderful gifts you offered. But can you change the nature of those, all the gifts you promised, O Lord Yama? What is the nature of all the gifts you promised? They're all swabhavaha. Swabhavaha means definitely they will all come to an end. They're all time bound in nature. Why they're called swabhavaha? Because shvaha bhavishyanti va nava. Shvaha bhavishyanti va nava. Will they remain tomorrow or not? Will they exist tomorrow or not? Shvaha bhavishyanti va nava iti sandihyamanaha yeva desham bhavaha. All the objects, tesham bhavaha, their existence is being doubtable, being doubted, whether they will all exist, continue to remain tomorrow or not. Okay, therefore, all of them are what? Swabhavaha. Which means they're all time-bound in nature. Even though you generously granted, you wanted to grant, I could have accepted them, but you can't change their nature. They're all swabhavaha. They'll all be time bound. They will not be tomorrow. They will not be for a long time. Time bound nature. I am not interested in anything time bound. Oh Lord Yama, please do understand. I am not interested. I'm not saying anything in anything. I'm not undermining your gifts. But they're all of time bound in nature. I am not interested in time bound objects of enjoyment. What I want is timeless. Timeless happiness. So that is the meaning. Which means, okay, the positions, our youthfulness, our health, our wealth, everything is subject to time. That is why it is not worth feeling proud of any of our possessions. When you're young, hale, and healthy, energetic, we need not feel proud of our being young and hale and healthy, energetic, because it is not permanent. If you are blessed with any extraordinary skills, we need not feel proud because nothing is permanent. There's nothing which really deserves, makes us, we should make us feel proud, because everything is time bound in nature. Therefore, so Lord, this Nachiketas expresses his Viveka. My God, he is Vivekavan. He is a person of tremendous discriminative knowledge. He knows everything in this world is time bound in nature, impermanent, ephemeral. And he knew what he wanted was only eternal. What he wanted was only timeless. So he expresses that Lord Yama should not mistake him. See him is just a 9-year-old boy. So he makes it very clear. See, in this context, we have to remember, sometimes if a child comes, we give something nice, notebook and pen. The child may say, no, I don't want. And then if we give a chocolate, the child will immediately grab it. Then the child, you offered a pencil and a notebook. Child did not want it. But the child wanted to grab the chocolate. That's because of lack of maturity. The child is still very, very raw-headed, completely immature. So the child, in the child's understanding, chocolate was more valuable than the notebook and pen. Child did not choose. Similarly, Nachiketa was young, but he rejected all these not because he did not know the value of them. The child who grabs a chocolate, who rejects the notebook and pen, does not know the value of pen and the notebook because of immaturity, because of childish nature. Whereas Nachiketa rejected all of them, not because of his immaturity. okay, Nachiketa rejected all of them because of his maturity. Highly mature person also will reject a chocolate. Okay. So highly, similarly, Nachiketa is rejected not because of his immaturity, because of his maturity, because of his viveka, because of his vairagyam. Vairagyam was because of his viveka. Okay, then what happened? We have to see now. Shobhava martyasya, martya for any martyr, antakaihi, whatever, martyasya yadu, antakaihi, tat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha, api sarvam jivitam alpameva. Even if the objects of enjoyment, of course, they're all time bound in nature. And then even if they are there forever, even the world continues to be there forever, what about our objects of enjoyment? Our instruments of enjoyment? Objects of enjoyment are time bound in nature. Even if they have longer duration of new duration, still our instruments of enjoyment have their own limitation. After a certain period of time, they will not be able to connect the mind with those objects. Still, the objects will be incapable of entertaining us, pleasing us, okay, giving us any joy, because they are of the time-only nature. Very, very clever. Therefore, what does he say? Sarvam jivitam alpameva. Hey, tavayeva. Tavanritya gite vahaha tavayeva. Tavanritya gite tava vahaha tavayeva. Okay. All the objects of enjoyment which you offered in terms of music, in terms of dance, in terms of okay, the carriers, the chariots and all cattle, etc. Oh Lord Yama, let all of them be with you. You have them, you enjoy them, you have them. I'm sorry, I do not read them. Why? Because I want the same old clarification of doubt as a third boon. I prefer that as my third boon, not any of these objects which you promised to offer. You wish to offer. Is it clear? Shobhava matyasya yadanta kaistat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaham api sarvam jivitamalpameva tavaiva vahas tavanritya gite. You keep your music with you keep your dance with you keep all your vehicles with you keep everything with you. But what do I want? Makes very clear what he wants, what he does not want, what he wants, makes it very clear so that Lord Yama would stop, you know, tempting him anymore. Na vittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadisishya sitvam varastume varaniyasayeva navittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadishishyasitvam jivishyamo yavadishishyasitvam varastume varaniyasayeva na vittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam varastu me varaniyasayeva na vittena tarpaniyo manushyo na vittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam varastu me varaniyasa eva. He says, manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. It's a beautiful statement. Manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. See, literally tarpaniyaha means should be satisfied. Okay, na tarpaniyaha should not be satisfied, must not be satisfied. The literal meaning. But what it meaning is, cannot, we should take it as, cannot be satisfied. A human being satisfaction cannot be brought about at all by any amount of wealth. Vittena, by wealth, with wealth. Absolute satisfaction on the part of a human being cannot be brought about at all. Vittena manushyaha na tarpaniyaha. If wealth can bring absolute satisfaction for a human being, absolute satisfaction implies absolute peace of mind. Peace of mind implies everlasting happiness. Everlasting happiness, everlasting peace, absolute satisfaction, if it can be brought about, if we can buy it with wealth, how nice it would be. People can work very hard and earn any amount of wealth and they can go and buy it. They can get it. There's no connection. Wealth has no connection with the happiness. Wealth is very important in life. Wealth in the form of security, anything of infrastructure, wealth of enjoyment of pleasure. Wealth is very important to live this life. We should never reject wealth. Wealth is very important. We need to work very hard. We need to earn wealth. We must work hard. We must do something to earn wealth because wealth is very important to live this life. But wealth itself is not an end of life. Wealth cannot buy everything. So, vittena manushyaha na tarpaniyaha. Man cannot become satisfied. Man cannot be satisfied with wealth. Without wealth, also man cannot have satisfaction. Without wealth, man will go crazy. Man cannot have any satisfaction at all without wealth. But mere wealth alone cannot give satisfaction for a human being. Because wealth has nothing to do with satisfaction, nothing to do with happiness and peace. Why? Happiness is one's own swarupam. Only in discovering one's own swarupam of happiness, one can discover everlasting peace. In discovering everlasting peace, one can have absolute satisfaction. Paripurna triptihi is possible only in paramashantihi. That shanti is possible only in discovering one's own Swarupam being fullness of happiness. Wealth is needed for living this life. But wealth has nothing to do with happiness, peace and satisfaction. Without wealth, a person will be definitely unhappy, restless, agitated, dissatisfied. With wealth also, a person will continue to be dissatisfied. So, vittena manushyaha na tarpaniyaha. Wealth is not a means of earning satisfaction. Wealth is not a means of attaining satisfaction, attaining happiness, attaining peace. Okay, we'll continue next class. It's all right. I need to say a lot for this verse. We'll continue in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.